6. Rico. Rico stood at the window of her apartment, looking down. The activity of evening traffic inside Dome 3 left a field of color and light across the city below, a stream of life, safety, and happiness that stood in stark contrast to the world she had recently left behind. Earth. Her eyes shifted skyward toward the top of the dome. It was nighttime, which meant the atmospheric projectors were turned off and the sky, the real sky, was visible through the thick, transparent shield that protected them from the harsh elements of their home planet. Once, not that long ago, the beauty of the sky and the billions of stars beyond brought her comfort. Now looking at them caused her to shiver.
"I'll miss you, Sarge," she said out loud, thinking of her husband.
They had been in the Centurion Space Force together, assigned to Earth. They had spent years loving one another from afar, and when they had finally come together, fate had ripped them apart. Earth had ripped them apart. Austin was gone, killed by a madman who wanted the aliens to win. He had been dead for months now. Rico still felt the loss, every damn day. She sighed heavily, refocusing her thoughts. As the liaison between Earth and Proxima, it was her responsibility to make sure whatever happened down there didn't affect anything that happened up here. Humankind's newer and better world had a tenuous relationship with their origins, and the latest developments had left her wondering where it was all going to lead. As far as the population of Proxima was concerned, as far as the elected government was concerned, Earth was as it had always been. A civilized society of humankind that their ancestors had fled centuries earlier to escape oppression and form their independent society. Rico shook her head. It was such bullshit. But after so many years, the civilians bought it without question. So did the Centurion spacers who didn't know any better, who had never gained the clearance to be deployed there. It was Proxima's best-kept secret, and anyone who even hinted they might try to reveal it was dealt with quickly and violently. She wasn't about to say anything to anyone who didn't already know. Rocking the ship wouldn't help Proxima, and it wouldn't help Earth. No, the only thing that could help them all was to keep the tenuous relationship going and try to navigate the dark water between fiction and reality where the Council, the military, and the Trust, the planet's organized crime syndicate, operated. The job to act as fulcrum had fallen to her when Austin died. She could only hope she was making him proud. Rico turned away from the window, crossing her cube to the small countertop that served as a kitchen. There was no livestock on Proxima. The meats they had were all preserved in petri dishes and grown in vats, processed and packaged to look like the real thing when it never could. Very few people even knew what the real thing looked like. But she did. There were cows and pigs and chickens on Earth, along with all kinds of other wildlife. The trife didn't kill them. They only killed humans. She opened a small drawer and pulled out a package marked as turkey. She tore the wrapper off and threw it into the oven. She wasn't all that hungry, but she figured she should eat. Her mind wandered to Sergeant Isaac Pine. She had brought him back from Earth with her under the protection of centuries-old settlement laws. Laws that allowed anyone born during the original Trife invasion to become instant citizens of Proxima. Time should have made the laws irrelevant. Even today, regular humans didn't live much past 100 years. But the original Council hadn't banked too hard on stasis, which was a new technology for them at the time. They had no way of knowing anyone on Earth had been asleep for all those years. But Isaac had. Rico's finger hovered over the start button. Thinking of Isaac brought an empty feeling to her gut. He had come to Proxima because he was dying, and their medicine was the only thing that could save him. And they had saved him. The tumor was gone. Isaac was healthy again. The last time she had seen him, he was still in the hospital while arrangements were being made to provide him with a permanent home and a new life. And then he had disappeared. She had gone to see him again, only to find his room at the hospital empty. She had recovered his discharge file, which claimed he had checked himself out,
That was his right as a Proxima citizen. But why the hell would he do that? She didn't think he had. Her gut reaction was to confront General Hyrie. She knew the general was a multi-headed snake. The commanding officer of the Centurion Space Force and close to the top of the Trust's chain of command, if not its head. It meant he knew the truth about everything. And then some. He had access to secrets nobody else in the universe knew. Secrets one faction or another had been keeping for centuries. It also meant he was dangerous. Rico opened the oven door, considered repackaging the meal, and then slammed the door closed again. "Damn it," she hissed under her breath. Isaac vanished 2 days ago. She had searched for him through above-board channels, unsurprised to find he had fallen completely off the grid. He was a Proxima citizen, with all the rights and privileges, but he was also a newcomer, a stranger. Someone nobody would miss except for her. He was easy to make disappear. She wanted to go to Hyrie, but her mistrust gave her pause. She didn't ultimately know which side he was playing for or what his end goals were. Did he want to sever all ties to Earth or improve relations? Was he for or against an alliance with the Axon? Or was he already under Relia control? It was impossible to guess. She imagined if Hyrie wanted her to know where Isaac was, he would have already told her. And that was enough to keep her in line. Or it had been. 2 days had given her a lot of time to think about the past, present, and future. Hers, Proxima's, and Earth's. Once, not long ago, she was loyal to Proxima and only Proxima. But ignorance wasn't bliss. In the end, it hadn't saved Austin, and it hadn't spared her any pain. The enemy was out there, and it wasn't only an enemy to Earth. It was an enemy to all of mankind. She couldn't stand by while the hunger prepared for their next invasion and General Hyrie continued to play games. She couldn't afford to keep trying to balance one planet with another. They were all humans, after all. They all deserved to live free. Rico turned on her heel, crossing the space to the comm terminal near her front door. She tapped on the screen to activate it. "General Hyrie," she said. Her heart started pounding in anticipation.
"Special Officer Rodriguez," Hyrie said a moment later. "It's about time you called."
Rico opened her mouth, but the words didn't come. Hyrie's greeting took her completely off guard.
You were waiting for me?"
"Of course. You want to know what happened to Sergeant Pine?"
"That's right."
"I'm sending you a new file. Read it quickly."
The comm disconnected.